As the fog rolls into the dirty, filth-filled back streets of merry old London, a scream rings out in the night, echoing against the harsh brick walls. Another horror of the night has nearly claimed a victim, feeding upon the weak and defenseless. But before the meal is to be had, a shot rings out, a report against those who would prey upon the downtrodden. The Rippers have arrived to take back the night, and the night will not go down without a fight. A game centered around the action-packed Savage World setting, Rippers. Join Rippers and show the beasts of the night that humanity will not disappear into the darkness without a fight.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
I'm sure the internet will agree with me. That was a terrible ending, wasn't it, internet?
Totally.
Speaking of that, they finally decided to reboot the Tomb Raider series.
Again?
They're restarting. Lara Croft is now going to be 18 and just starting her career.
They already made that game.
No, they're remaking that game.
You're over 1 point on your attributes.
Ah. Okay.
So you have this attribute?
Well, I know I did that already.
Yeah, he's at 8. He should be at 7.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
and then you spent 1 at the beginning, we give him 6.
6, 7.
You only spent 1 at the beginning?
Well, you can only afford 1 attribute.
You can afford 2.
Yeah.
I had 2d8s and the rest were d6s at the beginning.
Yeah, if you only had one edge to start with,
yeah,
yeah.
I did.
Because he took rich, I think.
That's all.
And
I
if he has
rich.
Only if he has max hindrances. By the way, this is the Rippers game. Just in case you guys were wondering, but of course Ethan will log this under the Rippers game anyway, so I'm not terribly sure why I announce it at the beginning of each game.
It makes you feel special.
It does make me feel special. Like a pretty butterfly.
Unfortunately, as a gamer, you're not a pretty butterfly.
I hate you, Alec.
What else is new?
I'm not going to fudge my dice on you tonight.
You never fudge your dice. You roll up in plain sight.
My statement stands.
All right, I will grant you that. You will not fudge your dice on me, but it's not much of a threat.
Oh, when I was playing Warhammer 40K on Saturday with the guys up there, mm-hmm. My dice were out for Becca. The shooters do 2d10. I can't tell you how many times I rolled 2 10s. To start with. She has like a toughness of 7. Before we even start. Okay, so the first bullet knocks you out. Okay. Congratulations, you're dying.
They're IG, right?
Yes,
that seems about right then.
Yeah. Anywho.
I don't know. I'll just...
I'll take a look at it after game.
Yeah.
Or you can do it during the break, or it's...
Yeah, I can do it during
the
break.
Well, you start with the 2, I didn't realize.
Yeah, you can start with 2. Anyhow.
You need to give it an edge or up his skills.
Oh, I do.
Well, you can't raise an attribute.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
So, yeah, you missed one of those, huh?
Okay, well, I guess I'll take Acrobat then.
So there. Yes, you were talking about that last
time. Yes, it was between that and, I think, Guard.
Yes, because you could not for the life of you decide what edge you want to take, because you're like, none of them really look useful or something. Yeah.
It's Acrobat.
Okay.
Acrobat.
Acrobat.
I am Acrobat.
I think that was a character in a Sonic game. Or cartoon. You guys had
successfully rescued the young foolish noble who chased down a French vampire and attempted to save his wife from his captive thrall.
Mm-hmm.
Did she live? Yeah. All the women lived. You guys didn't kill any of them.
I got to scream like a little girl as the guy went for my jugular.
Please don't touch that.
Yeah, you didn't scream like a little girl. You were actually pretty placid.
I'm sorry. I think at that point I'm just kind of like, oh, God. Why always me?
Because you were built to get in the front and take it in the face.
Unfortunately, he didn't go for my face. He went for my neck area.
Attached to the face.
Okay.
Because he broke his sword.
Mm-hmm. You guys are sitting back at the lodge. It's now been another week. Next week, you guys actually get paid.
Cool.
My parry's now an 8 when I have my weapon drawn.
I am kind of poor.
What we were like a week or two away from finally not having the outsider penalties too, right?
Yes.
Okay. This one's double check.
3 paydays, and that removes your outsider.
And this will coming a week will be our 3rd payday, correct?
Yes, it will.
All right. I'm finally British enough that they don't look at me and go like,
"You've gotten over the fact that you can now eat fish and chips without scowling." More than any normal Englishman.
There's a time when Englishmen don't scowl?
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Maybe.
If we win at something.
At football games. There you go.
True.
But then the losing team is...
Then the losing team kills the other one. I swear, football in Europe gets as crazy as basically Blood Bowl to me.
Yeah.
Well, hey, doesn't that explain a lot about Blood Bowl?
Yes, it does. And considering GW's based in the UK, I now understand where they got all their inspiration. There was a... I'm trying to remember if this was something Nathan made up or if he actually found it in a news article. The game had gotten so crazy that one fan actually sucked the eyeball out of another person's skull.
What
the fuck?
I'll have to check my news source, but you know
that sounds ridiculous.
That there have been plenty of fights where broken bones were made.
Oh yeah, that's good.
Sucking the eyeball.
that sounds like
nom, nom, nom,
that sounds
nom.
Like Korn was involved.
I love your eyeball.
That would take a completely different meaning if Slaanesh said it.
I'm gonna suck your eyeball out of your skull.
Baby.
And the other guy would be like, suck it. Suck my eyeball.
Because he'd be too brainwashed to care.
No, that's
meh. I've done weirder.
I'm not really sure. Is there brainwashing involved?
Usually, yeah. It's a lot of it's like you're basically a thrall via pheromone.
Okay, I suppose the one where there isn't really a lot of brainwashing is...
Korn?
No.
It's chaos.
True, it's all about
Zeench, part one.
Zeench?
No, yeah. Zeench is all about the brainwashing.
He's about subtle brainwashing.
Yeah.
Nurgle might not have a lot of brainwashing.
That's
because,
true.
Earnestly, Nurgle does love his followers!
It's just they have to be willing to be infected with so many different diseases.
He's not lying to them, though.
No, he's not. He's like, I'm going to infect you with a lot of diseases, dude.
Here's the thing. They are no longer... They're not brainwashed, but the sheer number of diseases that have infected them may have impaired their brain function in some way.
That is true.
Yes.
You have hepatitis of the brain.
Awesome!
Leprosy of the left butt cheek.
Ew.
Get the heavy bolters ready.
Daka, daka, daka. You guys have actually been sitting there, relaxing, as a couple of your party members have gone off and taken their rotation of vacation.
Our party members? We have party members?
That well, the lodge members.
Oh, okay.
Alright, draw the cards, see if they died on vacation.
No, stalemate. One of them dies, the other advances. Oh, sorry, no. No, I'm sorry. There were no clubs drawn, so no, they don't actually die.
Okay. Anywho.
One failure advances.
One had failed, that one didn't.
Yeah, basically one guy comes back going, that was a waste of my time. The other's like, That was pretty awesome.
Remember, we're not allowed to send our party members to the grocery store. That's a solo adventure.
You must always go to the grocery store with one other launch member.
No, you must always go to the grocery store with one other PC.
But the thing is, you guys live above a pub. You don't go to the grocery store.
Shouldn't we, like, go solve the problem if we have to send a dude to go?
We lost Vanguard in the grocery store. Let's send another. See what happens.
They keep going missing. I don't know why.
No. We send another person. I encountered 8 werewolves on my way to the grocery store. Every one of them is dead.
And you guys are like, gotcha.
I sewed their eyes and their nose.
I sucked their eyeballs out of the skull. Because I have a silver tooth. The cabal's like, we give up. We're done.
You can have this area.
You win.
You have successfully driven the cabal out of East End
by being cycled.
No, we just need to find the appropriate mini-quest to clear this section of town.
No, we need to start a gang war.
Anywho.
Need to go shoot some cabal. All
right, if we can finally get back on track.
If you guys can finally get back on track.
Were you on track?
No.
Let's see, who looks the most attentive right now? Travis hands you a letter.
Oh, thank you.
It's addressed to you 4, so have fun.
Why us 4?
It specifically says, you know, Miss Adyada, Mr. Liam, Mr.
McDonald.
Mr. McDonald. No, it's actually your first name.
Joseph.
Mr. Joseph. And then Miss... They probably got this one wrong. Lee.
How can they fail at Lee?
No.
Did they put the L-E-E?
I didn't know if they got the order right.
Remember... It's you. So, hey, you is actually appropriate.
And of course, when you look on the back, go ahead and give me a common knowledge or knowledge rippers, because it is wax sealed.
Are we all looking at this, or just...
I don't know. It depends if Jessica's allowing you to look at it.
Well, that's...
Jessica, are you allowing us to look at the seal?
Eventually. Okay. 10.
This is just a straight smarts check?
Yeah.
I thought you said...
Minus 2, but yeah.
Didn't you say streetwise or something?
No.
Knowledge rippers.
Okay.
Common knowledge at minus 2 or knowledge rippers.
Okay. I got a 0.
You recognize it. You two are like...
No, I'm more interested in the turkey leg I got from somewhere.
Minus 2 is 4?
Minus 2.
Yes.
It's actually a knowledge rippers check, but it'd be fairly nice by allowing a common knowledge at minus 2.
Then, no, I don't. I have no idea.
Why'd you roll a d4?
Because
you have a d4 smart.
I don't have knowledge rippers.
Yeah, it was common knowledge or knowledge rippers.
So it's two, it's your smart.
Okay, so it's 4 then.
Your brain misfires.
Oh, so we're playing fantasy?
Meh.
Alright. Okay.
You recognize it as obviously some sort of aristocracy here in London. You recognize as the Von Helsing seal.
Oh boy.
You're fired. You are fired! I'm sorry, you're too successful.
Can I at least finish my turkey leg before you kick me out of the...
No, that's property.
My turkey leg!
Hold on, I need to get the rest.
Well, you know what? If you're kicking me out, I might as well go whole hog. Axe to the face!
You know, that just reaffirms the theory that the Rippers are insane.
Alright, I'll get one of the envelope cutters, because I'm not going to use my hand.
Okay.
Open it up. Is it poisoned? Is it trapped?
No.
Is it exploding my face?
It's a letter.
Okay. This letter will self-destruct in 20 seconds.
It's got anthrax in it.
I hand it to someone else. Walk away.
What? Why did it take us that long to read it?
Yeah, it was one of those. At the end of this message, it will self-destruct. Oh, sorry, I was in the bathroom.
Well, whatever message you thought was so important, I ain't gonna get it.
Damn it!
Hey, Q, can you resend that message?
secret agencies, at service desk.
Yes, this is Bond.
It has come to our attention that you are successful rippers, and we have a task specifically for you four. A village by the name of Hansburg, located in the northwestern part of Germany, is being terrorized by a wolf, a werewolf, or possibly just a wolf man. You are to find this creature and eliminate it.
Oh. No, I speak German. I'll actually be able to communicate with people there.
Good!
If I don't.
I do as well. Nope, Gaelic and Russian. Alright, cool. And French.
You?
And English.
Chinese, English, and Korean.
Great! I'm the face of the group in Germany!
I'm JH.
Johan?
It's just I'm JH.
Could be John Helsing.
Right, so the last thing is saying it wants us to go to Germany.
Da.
Do we have the paperwork?
Sorry, that's Russian.
Does not say.
It doesn't include any money.
Okay. Well.
Oh, I suppose I'll get a tiger next week or so. I don't want to leave him here. Wow. Don't you, Travis?
And he pees in the corner.
Don't you, tiger was a bad idea.
Oh, do I actually have my tiger?
No.
I was expecting this to be at the zoo.
I sneak over to Travis, whisper here. We need to keep getting missions. We need to stop her from getting that tiger.
She's getting a tiger?
She at least thinks she is.
That's crazy. Why would you keep a tiger in this place?
You agreed to it.
I did? When?
Last week when you were drunk.
I don't think he was drunk. He was staring at something.
Well, the spiders are now wearing combat armor. It got a lot more interesting.
Remember, our spiders are apparently evolving.
That's very rapidly.
You guys hear small gunfire in the corner.
They've discovered black powder.
Small arms fire.
Except they have eight arms, so how many guns are they really firing?
That's what I'm saying. They have more arms than we do.
Bad around them. Bad.
They have plenty of six shooters.
Oh, speaking of that, my corgi's going to have goggles in the dwarf game.
Why?
Because we're going to be underground and they can't see in the dark.
Yeah. You have these two giant goggles.
You're getting it goggles of night sight?
Yeah.
I suppose it's better than throwing like an ion stone, ion torch on his head or something.
Ion stone.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're being distracted.
You should totally get an ion torch then.
And then he accidentally swallows it, light goes out, and the next day there's a nice giant glowing pile of poo.
Or he starts glowing.
I'm not sure. How would a permanent... whatever. It doesn't matter.
It would be an interesting experiment.
So we need to get to Germany then. Does anyone actually know where Hansburg is?
No. Well, we can look it up.
Do we have an atlas?
I can also send them a letter for...
You know, if we actually had a library, maybe.
Where's the public library?
I don't rightly know.
Oh.
Hey, Englishman. Where's the library?
I got four on Streetwise.
The nearest public library, probably, we'll say, Midwest End. You know the address. All right, we're going to...
At this address.
We're going to West End then, because I think we need to get a atlas to figure out where our connecting trains will be. Because I doubt they'll let us buy a ticket to Hansburg and just know where we're going.
Well, considering we're in Britain, yes. I don't think...
But they buy a train ticket. The guy's walking away. Moron.
I don't think they've made that tunnel between Britain and France yet.
They're working on it. Well, the cabal might have. Cabal you.
I will write a letter back to the Helsing State for bigger details.
Okay.
for money too? I mean, we just go all out on this.
No, we don't.
No, basically, I'm asking, is there a... I know we want to leave as soon as possible. Is there a date, time approximation, which we're supposed to be here? I'm assuming, since
Travis can easily tell you any time the Helsinki State gives you something they expect it to be done ASAP. As soon as possible.
I'm not sure we're supposed to remain there until the problem is dealt with.
Yeah.
Until the problem is dealt with, or we are dead.
The Helsing Estate's a little bit like that.
You know, we've been in this damn town for about a year now. You still haven't got rid of the damn werewolf problem. we make headway, but just four of us are not good enough.
Since it's an actual werewolf, yeah.
not just one werewolf, it's a pack of werewolves.
Yeah, it's a pack.
Kill one, and then five others pop up. We're like, oh. All right. Stop breathing!
Alright, well,
I guess since we're a little mission,
I guess we just make any preparations necessary to Homsburg.
It's not too terribly expensive. You just pay a couple pounds to be able to get a ride over, and then you're going to have to pay for the train fee.
Train fee.
Okay, so what does this amount to?
Well, first it's 2 pounds to get over there.
Okay.
Unless, of course, you want to get one that's like a couple months away. Basically, it's the, oh, you booked the day before the flight? Oh. Sorry, all the cheap seats are gone.
Okay, so 2 pounds over there.
2 pounds each. Okay. And that will get you in Germany.
Duh.
Okay.
Your German is terrible.
I suppose, speaking with my foster family that's currently taking care of me.
Yes!
I have a situation and I'm asking for permission, but a good friend of mine wants to go visit Germany and he wants to bring me along.
Well, Germany's a very dirty and dangerous place, but I understand that you may be a little curious. Oh, yes, yes. I'm sure it's not nearly as bad as France.
Yes, we are taking a train and we're avoiding France.
Ah, good. That's the most dangerous place in the world. It's full of Frenchmen.
I've encountered a couple of Frenchmen before, I understand.
Almost as bad as the Spaniards. Almost.
What about Canada? Canada has Frenchmen?
Yeah, we invaded them.
Now, however, he was reluctant to inform me that, you know, his trip was, I think, tomorrow until, you know, day prior.
We will keep your room all nice and safe, and we will keep your things in order. Honey, go help her pack, quickly!
Oh, thank you, thank you.
let's see. Pair of clothing.
I'm like, that's pretty good.
Ask. Wait, how long is this supposed to be?
Grab my wallet.
How long
bag.
Is it supposed to be to get there?
Getting to Germany from England does not take long at all.
What, like a week? Or
like a few hours.
I assume Ripper's ignored.
You do understand that the journey from London or from England to France is like 20 miles.
Yeah. I understand.
I mean, in medieval
times,
they actually had a barge where they just kind of pulled the chain across. Germany's not too far off from that.
I assume Ripper's ignores exchange rates, correct?
That's why, no, the English pound is actually used a lot.
Okay.
And right, worldwide.
It's kind of an accepted currency. This area still has the franc. No, that's France. Yes. Deutschmarks. They sell Deutschmarks, but when you hand them an English pound, they won't reject it. It's sort of like in a lot of countries, you can say, here's a US dollar. Do you accept that? And they'll go, yep, sure. Okay. It's kind of annoying to go get it changed, but money's money. And you're a tourist, and you're stupid. Tourists are always stupid.
Alright. Well, even when you have guidance, you're still dumb.
Da!
Everyone backs.
I grab my bag. I'm ready.
Yeah, easy, pretty much.
I have 2 applicable pairs of clothing, my pocketbook, and my flask.
You need a foundry for that, and that would actually take a while.
I suppose I look at Travis. Werewolves. Any idea how to deal with them?
Silver.
Let me ask the professor.
Okay.
Didn't you know about werewolves?
Huh?
He knows about werewolves.
Okay, that's
I take it the local gunsmith doesn't have silver bullets?
No.
I have silver knives.
Well, people do not randomly prepare silver bullets.
That's why I was asking how long it would take to make them. Mm-hmm.
That's why I was asking. How long would it take them to cast silver bullets?
Honestly, it'd probably take him at least 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Maybe about a week. If you want to pay him to make it his top priority, he could have them ready by tomorrow. But he's going to charge you more.
How much are we talking?
We're talking like triple the price.
How much are bullets normally? A pound?
It was a pound per pound. So let me take a look at...
Yes.
I need a Ripper's book. Bullets, medium. For a box, which is 50 bullets, it weighs 5 pounds. So for 50 bullets,
so
silver bullets...
it would be 15 pounds.
It'd be 15 pounds if you want to buy tomorrow. But that's literally melting down 5 pounds of silver, cast them into bullets, and then getting that all done.
I'd share them with you and share the cost.
I have 6.8 pounds. I'll need to pay for my lodging and my trip back. So I think silver bullets are a bit out of my price range right now.
Is there a smaller box?
We can, 4 pounds. If possible, we can ask the hunter. Actual hunter, not the hunter.
Lord Savage.
Yes, Lord Savage, he has any extra. Because he has taken out a werewolf before.
That's true.
True, I suppose. You're the one with the high social status.
I suppose I'll send a letter and see if I can speak with him briefly.
Send a letter. Do you have any spare bullets?
Yes.
Go ahead and give me persuasion. You're mentioning hunting trips, so go ahead and add 2.
Yes, and he knows.
And then it's attractive, so there's 2, and then there's noble, plus 2, so let's see, you've got a total plus 6.
Did she fail?
Double ones. At which point she says, hey, old fat guy. I need bullets, yo.
I got 11.
I'm gonna kill you. At which point he goes, rip. 11. He will happily meet with you tonight about preparation for a hunting trip.
Okay.
I don't know if we're allowed in or even coming, so...
He didn't really like me, so I probably won't go. He liked the ladies, as I recall.
He's a gentleman.
Yeah.
Of course, everyone loves the ladies!
No, it was. It just randomly happened to be the ladies. It wasn't that he liked the ladies, but he just... It happened to be that he liked the two ladies.
Yeah, because he's a dirty American.
And not a British inborn.
And you're a wannabe rich guy. You're a wannabe... I'm wealthy, I'm a gentleman. Stop rubbing against me. Status points don't just flow off my shoulders.
Alright, so Jessica, I guess it's you.
Well, you can come.
Yeah, that's right, you.
It's you and you.
Because it's not ladylike to be wandering around by myself, especially at night.
And it has been established that in public, she is kind of like her maid,
ballet.
Handmaiden.
Handmaiden.
Renly's so shit.
Renly runs away and I have to go chase after her. Where'd she go?
She's not very good help, but she's...
All right. He was, hello, so, I hit it. Come into my office. I hear your friends are taking you on a hunting trip. Fuck, where are you going? Oh, do tell the details.
We're going to Germany.
Oh, Germany. Werewolves?
Yes.
Nothing like pursuing a pack running through the woods. Hearing their howls in the night, it positively chills your bones. Can rip a man's throat. I'm sorry. I shouldn't scare you, ladies. I'm sure you'll have fun.
No. Wait, I shouldn't spoil the surprise.
And they do this one thing. No, I better not tell you about that.
Well, we have never encountered a wolfman or werewolf yet, so any tips would be.
Yeah. I would recommend using silver, and just remember, they're not animals, they are one of the higher members on the food chain. Much,
much higher than us on the food chain. That's why it's so good knocking them down a peg. Knock it down on an Englishman. Ha!